But today is such a glorious day, because today I pray that you are seeing thy kingdom come. You know, we pray that prayer every Sunday. Do I have my mic on, guys? Yep, okay. I can't hear it on this side. But every Sunday we pray that prayer. Almost every church I know prays the Lord's Prayer on Sunday. Am I right, Brother Bruce? Okay. Where's Pastor Ron? Brother David? Where's Pastor David? Yep, okay. If we're a Reformed church, evangelical Reformed heritage, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Look around, brothers and sisters. Because when his kingdom comes, it's going to be a whole lot more than just us sitting in lawn chairs, resting on our laurels. Because the scripture tells us we will be worshiping the Lord Jesus, the Father God, and the Holy Spirit. I don't think there's any time in heaven, so it's forever. And we won't be seated, we'll be standing. And when one raises his hands, they all raise their hands. And when one shouts, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
They all shout hallelujah. It's going to be an amazing place. It's going to be a quote, magical place. No, it's going to be a Holy Spirit-filled place. And today, that's what I want right here with all of you. Pray with me that the Holy Spirit would fill this place with his grace, with his mercy, with his power of understanding. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of your Son, who is our Savior. Your love poured out on the cross of Calvary, Jesus the Christ. And now, O Holy Spirit, we come because he has sent you, as he is now seated, as Brother Bruce has shown us, he is now seated at the right hand of God. We call upon you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate us and to invigorate us to be the body of Christ, to see thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. And may that kingdom be such a part of us that we can never be separated from it ever again, whether it be in spirit or in physical being, that we know we are yours forever and ever and ever. In Christ Jesus, amen. Well, if you have your Bible today, I'm going to be reading out of some of the parables, because Jesus spoke about the kingdom often, but when he spoke about the kingdom, he spoke from parables. So I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 13. So if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 13, we are going to go to verses 1 through 23. I am reading the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower. And it says, that day Jesus went out of the house and was sitting by the sea. And large crowds gathered to him, so he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. Others fell in the good soil, and it yielded a crop, 100-fold, some 60 and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And the disciples came to him and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? And Jesus answered them, saying, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see. And while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear. and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom the seed was sown beside the road. On the one whom the seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it. And he receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one on whom the seed was sown among the thorns is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And the one on whom the seed was sown on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Brothers and sisters, may the blessing of the word be unto your hearing and understanding. This day, as we come before the Lord, I want you to look around. Each and every one of us possesses within our being every type of soil I just spoke of. Each and every one of us has places in our lives where we are that hard road. And even though God speaks into that portion of our lives, because that is a hard road to the Lord, because we have kept it from him, the seed does not bear fruit. Some of us have areas in our lives, in fact, I would be variably truthful to say, all of us have areas in our lives where we are the rocky soil. How many of you have rocks in your brain? Yeah. Thank you. And we have that rocky soil because that's that place where we struggle with God. How many of you struggle with God? You know, I'm going to tell you right now, the Word of God is so true to us because each and every one of us wrestles with God on the other side of the river, don't we? Yeah. How many of us have to be smitten in the thigh before we finally realize God is God and in control? Yeah, you can raise your hand to that one too. We are filled with each and every type all around us, but yet, of such is the kingdom of God. And I'm going to get to the why here in just a little bit. Because as we understand the different types of soil, when we look at the ecclesia, what's the ecclesia, people? The gathering, the church. As we gather as the church, we see that God is in a business of work. He is a farmer, tilling the soil of our hearts, because our hearts are where the kingdom grows. As we gather this day as the ecclesia, it is so important for each of us to remember that while we are separate churches, we are one church, the church of Jesus Christ, that universal church by which he is head. I'm not talking the universal church of the earth. I'm talking the universal church of heaven that Jesus bought and paid for with his life. Amen? And in that, each of us are reckoned. So we constantly come under the word. And it's in coming under that word that we also find ourselves coming under the tiller's hands. And that gardener himself is Jesus Christ the Lord through the power of his Holy Spirit. So I want us to understand that the kingdom of God, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is near. In fact, he said the kingdom of God is here. And he only said that after he had arrived, because prior to Christ coming, the kingdom wasn't here yet. But in his coming, it is here. But we have some things to understand about the kingdom, because I want you to ask yourself a question. When you think about the world today, when you look out there and you see all these people dying from COVID, when you see all these people dying from the vaccine, when you see all these people that are rioting around our world, when you see the turmoil, you know, it amazes me. We used to look at stuff as you know, the United States, but now we see this is worldwide. Is there anywhere in this book that it talks about these things going worldwide? I think it's the last book. Does that tell you where we might be as a people and as a world? We need to understand there are some great things happening. And as God is putting the plow into the ground, are we going to allow that seed to take seed, to take root, to germinate and grow into each and every one of our lives? I look out here right now and I have the greatest anticipation of that very reality. But one of the things we're going to learn through this sermon is that even in the church, there will be judgment. Let's move on and let us see what God has in store. For the kingdom of God is real, but for now, it is spirit-given. What do I mean by that? Turn in your Bibles, if you have your Bible with you, to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. I'm going to be reading verses, just two verses, verse 20 and 21. From verse 20. In the 17th chapter of the book of Luke, we read these words, "For thus saith the Lord, Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." The kingdom of God is in your midst. What did he mean by that? Lord Jesus, give us understanding. Bring clarity to our hearts and minds. Jesus was answering the Pharisees, and he was telling that indeed the kingdom was in their very presence, but it wasn't what they wanted it to be. How many of you would like to win the lottery today? I don't know what it's worth, but that's not what Jesus is talking about. This thing is not going to come with physical things that are going to happen with a plenary of pomp and circumstance. It came. It is here. And it's only accessible by the Holy Spirit. And I hate to tell each and every one of you this, but I'm going to tell each and every one of this. You don't have the Holy Spirit unless God gives it to you, amen? And it's not an it, it's a him. And we need to understand that when God called our names from before the foundations of the earth, I don't understand this, but I preach it. Before the foundations were laid, Jesus Christ crucified. Do you realize the Lamb's Book of Life was written before any of us were ever known to be? And your name was already called into eternity future at that moment. The kingdom is here. And we only see it by the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was here, he presented that to the very same people that yet liveth this day. Because how many of us are doubters? How many of us see these things happening and we're like, well, I don't know. I look around and I see the turmoil and I say, yes! How many of you brought an umbrella today? I got one over here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Jesus said you can tell the weather by looking at it, but you can't tell where things are spiritually. Why? Because without the Holy Spirit, you have no idea what the Spirit of God is doing. But as we find ourselves in the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, and He shows us what is to be. As we look at where Christ is and the kingdom that is present here with us, Jesus said to the people, repent, because the kingdom is at hand. He says it clearly, that if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come in you and is upon you. I think it's an amazing thing when we as Christians, we stand around and we think, oh Lord God, when are you going to clear this up? He's already clearing it up. Can you see what's going on? Can you hear what's going on? And now we're supposed to be the word and the voice of Jesus Christ to those who are living in the dark. For we are the light on a hill, and we're not to hide it under a bushel, but we're to take it out. I love the fact that you all came out here today. This is Sunday. This is God's day. I love that Brother Bruce had his church ring the bell, because we are now in a different time. We are standing in eternity right now. The Holy Spirit of God is here. God the Father is shining down on us, and the Son has given us some reprieve with the clouds. Say amen. Because otherwise it'd be scorcher here today. And God says, I'm going to give them a little bit of warm, a little bit of sun, and a bunch of shade so they can tolerate this preacher's preaching. When Jesus brought the kingdom, and it is here, did He bring it in fullness? No. No, we need to remember that there is a time coming when the fullness of the kingdom will be here. That's what Jesus says is the consummation of all things, where everyone will live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, this is called the church age. And right now, you and I get to choose. We get to screw up. How many are one of them? Yeah, I thank you, Church of Christ. I thank you. Because that is truly who we are. But yet in that, the kingdom is right here. Where? I want you to say this. Right here. You got it. It is in you. He is in you. That's where the kingdom starts. And as we want to see the kingdom grow, we have to plant those seeds that are in us, in the hearts of other men and women. Church of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you got to get off your laurels. I love you. I love you. And COVID has made us all back down. COVID has brought us all to that place where we sit back and we don't want to touch other people. I need you to trust God. I want you to trust God. I don't want you to walk out in front of the bus, but trust God. Brother David just shared a story of what I'm talking about. He was getting ice. How many of us stop at the mini market? How many of us get gas? How many of us, and I could name a million other things, couldn't I? Going to the dentist. You know, going to the laundromat, whatever. And there are other people around. And what do we do when other people are around? Jesus didn't do that. He walked right into the situation. He walked up to 12 strange men and said, come, follow me. And they looked at him and said, what, are you nuts? Some of them literally did, in other words, but some of them did. But ultimately, they followed him. Ultimately, they left everything that they had to walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because he was going to give them millions and millions of dollars and land and territory and all that stuff, right? No. We will get that. That's what I'm talking about. Right now, the Word of God tells us that the kingdom here is spiritual. It is real, but it is spiritual. And it starts here. And we are putting dividends into the bank of eternity, where you and I will literally, and when we get there, you're going to win the lottery. All right? You are literally going to win the lottery. But guess what you're going to do with it? You're going to take that thing off of your head, that crown, that gold, and all those jewels, and in humble humility, because you know you don't deserve any of it. I don't deserve any of it. We're going to lay it all down at His feet just for a moment to say thank you. Thank you. Because we would not be here if it were not for Him. And we will not be there without Him. Can I get an amen? As we see this kingdom come, we know it is not fully here. How do we know that? Because death is still here. Sickness is still here. Sin is still here. How many of you still get up every morning and complain? Oh my goodness, I got a 6-year-old waving her hand saying, yep. That's a, I'm telling, we're supposed to accept us like a child. Brothers and sisters, the day will come when we will get up. In fact, we'll never go to bed. We will be awake constantly, for the Lord shall be our light. And there won't be a word of grumbling coming out of our mouths. But until that day, you and I have to walk through this world. We have to understand that this world is real and that we are here in this world, but we are no longer of this world, for we are of the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? And in that, I want us to understand the last portion. And I chose this verse, and it amazed me, because when I saw what Brother Bruce had put together, I truly knew that God was in our midst before we ever met. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 14. Romans, chapter 14. One little scripture. It says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, what is Jesus Christ saying there? I think this is funny. We all came together because we're having a picnic. How many of you are looking forward to eating some chicken? And some other potluck goodies that you just wait. You know, I'm telling you, Christians are the most fed up people I know. And we eat good food. But it's not about that. That food is physical food for our physical bodies that lasts for a short time. But the righteousness, the peace, the joy, the power of the Holy Spirit that feeds us here in this moment while we are worshiping God, listening to the Word, submitting ourselves to the truth thereof, that feeds us unto eternity. You are the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is yet to come, for there is a future day when all sickness, when all pain, when all suffering will be wiped away, and there will be no more tears. And God will be with them and will rule them, and they will be His people. They who? Say me. And not just me, but the many who are yet far off. For brothers and sisters, as many as are here today, or as many as need to be here tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, as we take this word. As who takes this word? The preacher? As we take this word into our lives and speak that word to the lady at the mini mart. As we speak that word to our co-worker, as we speak that word to anyone who has an ear to hear and eyes to see. blessed be the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the kingdom that you have given us, for it is here. You are here. For it is only by your presence and your power that we see and understand. It is only through the Spirit that we can reckon that the kingdom is here and you are in our midst. So as we do, Father, and as we, yes, eat this physical food, and as we, yes, drink these physical drinks, so too, Lord, may we drink in this worship, this time of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And may it empower us to go out from here, realizing that we are more than four separate churches, but that we are one church in Jesus Christ our Lord. And may your glory reign, and may your glory rule, and may we continue in the fellowship of your love, your power, and your presence, for thy kingdom come. Amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.